Trump's war with Iran shifts from choice to necessity 3 weeks into the U.S. and Israeli conflict with Iran. The war shows no clear path to resolution, and President Trump has refused to declare victory. Iran expert Karim Sajidpour explains that the president underestimated Iran's strategy, which from the outset aimed to expand the conflict regionally. Iran has now effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz, a critical waterway for 20% of the world's oil and gas, escalating what began as a discretionary war of choice into what he calls a war of necessity. The recent killing of Ali Larijani, head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, has weakened the regime at a moment of crisis. Questions remain about the authority of the new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khomeini, and whether assassinations will erode or strengthen the regime's revolutionary ideology. Sajidpour compares the opaque inner workings of Iran's leadership to a black box. He outlines four main U.S. priorities for any negotiations: accounting for Iran's highly enriched uranium, curbing its missile and drone program, controlling its proxy networks like Hezbollah and the Houthis, and addressing the regime's violent repression of its own citizens, the issue that originally triggered Trump's military buildup after Iran ignored his warning about killing protesters. Sajidpour criticizes the administration's inconsistent goals, noting that the lack of clarity has placed U.S. forces and allies in a precarious position. While he does not foresee the war escalating into a global conflict or involving nuclear strikes, he warns that the Middle East will remain unstable. Iran is strategically isolated, with limited allies and little support from powers like China or Russia, which maintain stronger ties with Gulf states. The best near-term outcome would involve reopening the Strait of Hormuz, halting attacks on neighbors and Israel, and ensuring mutual de-escalation. But unresolved challenges remain, including Iran's uranium, its missile capabilities, the potential resurgence of proxy forces, and the regime's continued domestic brutality. Sajidpour concludes that modern Iran is a tragedy, a nation with immense human and natural resources that could be a global leader, but instead remains one of America's staunchest adversaries, with little hope of change in the immediate future.